It's Tracy and Noel. They're gonna make you LOL on 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk.
Hello and welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk. This is episode 266. I'm your host, comedian Tracy Carnazzo, joined by my co-host, comedian Noel Winters Herzog.
Hello.
Hi, hello. Should we have like green screens behind us? I feel like yes. I feel like everyone does.
Do they?
Yeah, like backdrops, like backgrounds, like fake ones.
I could just like hang something up.
No, like fake backgrounds. Maybe we'll do that. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen next.
I don't know. You think that they care? You think the people care? I think they care about the face.
No, the people care. It looks more profesh when you have a little backdrop. I don't know.
I don't think they care.
They care.
Listen,
I care.
Well, you care. You care.
Happily Ever After, Season 8, Episode 2. Right? Yeah.
Yes, because it was Teen Mom episode 3.
Yeah. I know. That's why I just got confused when I said that out loud.
Yes.
Before we start, we do have other podcasts, Teen Mom Trash Talk, Catfish Trash Talk. Go over to our Patreon and you can find So Pumped a Vanderpump Rules podcast, Macaroni Rascals, a Jersey Shore podcast, and my new favorite podcast, Recycled with Noel and Michael, that's covering Real Housewives of New Jersey season 2 and lots of fun movies as well.
That's right. Yes, we are.
Yeah, they're really, really funny. You guys should listen to them. I listen to them and you're going to love it. I don't even watch the show.
See, but I love that. I love that you don't watch the show and you still get what's going on.
I get it. I know everything now.
Next, we're covering the Santa Cusalina trip when they go to Italy.
I can't wait to go to Santa Cusalina.
I know. It's going to be so much fun.
I was going to go there, but now I'm not because they'll just listen to the podcast.
Oh, okay. Look at that. I saved you a trip.
I was going to go to Italy the other day, but then I don't know what happened.
Oh, I remember that.
I think I had a show or something. I don't know. I forgot that I was going to go to Italy. I called Tara Kenneth Tracy and I was like, hey, can I come to Italy with you? And she's like, yes. And then
we
just
like, never mind.
I was like, oh, I don't want to really go, but thank you.
I wanted to in theory.
That was a test.
Yeah.
To see if you really wanted to travel with me. All right. Well, Happily Ever After, Season 8, Episode 2, we're going to jump into the pool with Gino and Jasmine.
Okay. They're camping.
They are camping and they're staying in a mortgage-free tent.
She ate too many marshmallows.
She definitely did, though.
I know. She was like, I ate too many marshmallows. It's like, you can't. That is something you can do is eat too many marshmallows.
Oh,
I've done it.
Easily.
Yeah.
That's a very easy thing to do. He's going to make her see the stars.
I bet he can't. Could you imagine?
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I actually saw the stars.
Oh, I know when you saw the stars.
I saw the stars. I called 911. They had to come in. They were like, is your blood sugar low? Are you having a heart attack? And I was like, oh, I don't feel good.
Because of what I'm watching.
Yeah. And then
they're making me watch.
Right. So then they rewound and they watched it. And then they had to call EMS for the EMS.
On the EMS.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was just ambulance after ambulance after ambulance. It just kept happening.
So everyone in the world sent me a reel of this. You told me about this. So I'm like, now that the scene is on, I'm just going to not look and just write what I hear.
Okay. Well, she likes dirty feet. And
right.
She
I
is
mean, they're fresh out of socks.
Feet. They're fresh out of camping.
Like, are you out of your mind?
No. Noelle, they're fresh out of camping.
Sweating, hot. She was covered in sweat. They were both covered in sweat.
Camping.
It's not even the dirt. It's the sweat. She's sucking his toes. And she says that she's okay. He says, just like that, baby. And she's obsessed with his feet. And she says that he was wearing his Jesus sandals and that it turned her on looking at him wearing them. And then she said, this part tastes like cheese. And then I called 911 too. And I was like, I need someone to come resuscitate me right now.
And then you were like, actually, don't save me because I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be in a world that this is on the television.
What?
This is a primetime show.
But that's what I mean. What is this about? Like, is this to shock people?
Yes.
Like, is this real?
This is for us to talk about.
Yeah, but there are better things. There are better things. I have to tell you, I'd rather watch them have sex than this. I just would.
I'll just opt out of all of it.
No, I know. It's like Tracy would close her eyes, but I would rather watch them make out. I'd rather them watch, like, do a lot of things than this.
Yeah, anything, actually.
Yeah. Just toast the marshmallows. What was wrong with the marshmallows?
Toast the marshmallows. Why can't we have some good, clean family fun?
Make
she loved
s'mores.
The marshmallows. Make a s'more. Does she even know about s'mores? All she did was roast the marshmallows. She doesn't know that there's more to that.
There's a graham cracker.
There's a piece of chocolate, a Hershey's.
She probably uses dark because she's vegan, right? But like, still, you can make a good s'more with dark chocolate.
You got to get a vegan graham cracker.
Get like a Ghirardelli.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be Hershey.
It doesn't have to be Hershey. But you know what it doesn't have to be? It doesn't have to be foot eating either.
Ew, it doesn't have to be toe cheese.
I like how she doesn't have to be vegan, but she's eating toe cheese.
Tracy, that was my first thought. I'm like, this girl is vegan with the toe cheese.
She is.
Yuck. Yuck.
Super yuck. Yuck. Super yuck. I don't like it. Mm-mm. I don't like it.
Mm-mm. I don't like it ever. I hope that they never show it again. I hope we never revisit it again. I hope next episode they don't do flashbacks of it.
They're gonna.
You know that the tell-all. They're gonna flashback forever. Talk about. I know.
Well, she also wants to do something else to him.
What does she want to do to him?
She wants to put her finger in his butt.
Oh yeah, that's right. She wants to put her finger in his butt, and then it's the next day.
It's the next day, and he hopes that she's pregnant.
Also, she can't stop. She's making out with Coco now, and it's like, did you brush your teeth from the cheese? And you're like making out with your dog.
This poor dog. Well, gross. He didn't brush his teeth either, Gino.
But he did in the lake. She's like, did you brush your teeth? He's like, in the lake.
Yeah, in the lake. Good. I'm glad you have a brain-eating amoeba.
Also, she's like, I have to explain ovulation to this guy, basically.
Okay.
She does an ovulation chart. I don't know. Honestly, it's because she loves to have sex. He doesn't. And she's like, okay, this is the time in my life.
Yeah. Like I'm gonna manipulate him. Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh.
So she hasn't told him about her fertility issues.
Right, but isn't she just trying? Now I don't know, but isn't she just trying to say like she had IVF?
No, she could have just had hormones.
Yeah. See, I don't know about any of that. Like I don't even know what that means.
Shots to make your ovulate or something, whatever.
Okay.
Or to make you could also do things to like make your lining thicker, like all different things.
Okay.
But okay. He's upset that she's forcing it. He's like, hey, let it just happen naturally. Like, okay. But I thought she didn't want a baby. Don't you remember she was crying because of the special needs kid and that she had very traumatic experiences and that she doesn't want another kid? Well, and now all of a sudden we have a chart. Well,
that's why I'm almost wondering, like, did she have like her tubes tied or something?
Or is she on birth control?
Like there... She went from not wanting a child to very much wanting a child.
Right, but also
she's too confident. And also she has to let him know how hard it would be, which makes me think she got like a depo shot or something. Not IVF. You know what I mean?
Birth control.
The thing. Yeah.
Oh, like an IUD? Thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just weird.
It's weird how she just changes on a dime because usually she'll force him to do the things he doesn't want to do. I don't think that she would just turn around and be like, I want to have a kid to keep Gino.
Right.
You know? Right.
Well, there's a lot I have to unpack about this. Also, she has a cherry tattoo on her arm. I never saw that before.
Yeah. And it says Jasmine under one cherry and Gino under the other.
Beautiful. So she was so nervous to tell him about her fertility issues.
He doesn't even like react. He's like,
he doesn't get it.
No, well, he doesn't understand.
Also,
that.
He wants to have a kid this bad?
Yeah, apparently that's why him and his ex broke up.
Okay, but like, then he's like, let's just let it happen naturally.
I know that you.
So now but he's changing his tune and now she's the one that wants to have the baby. And he's like, hey, if it happens, it happens.
Well, because they did have that conversation where she was, because a while ago she was like, I don't know what I want to do. Would you be happy if it was just my kids? And he said, yes.
So then what is.
I don't know, but I know. Listen, I just think it's hard for you and I to believe that people really want.
No, it's not that. It's that he changed his tune and she changed her tune. So now it's her that wants to have the baby and him that's like, whatever.
I think he wants to. I do. I think maybe he's trying to not pressure her or whatever, but I think he actually really wants a kid.
All right. Well, Jasmine jogs 4 miles in a velvet workout suit.
What the hell is this?
Also, I like how she stopped and she went 4 miles.
Oh, God.
That's exactly what I would do if I was on this show.
Of course.
I would run around the block and go, 10 miles.
And then her stretching, like she's like gyrating the table.
Yeah, stop. Also, velvet.
Well, so that was my
first
thought.
You brought a velvet workout suit to camping?
Like, how would they even make such a thing? Also, she just came out with protein powder.
Yeah.
Vegan protein powder. And people are like rioting about it.
Great. Mm-hmm. She wants to really focus on bringing her kids here now.
Okay. Your kids didn't live with you in Panama.
Correct.
Your kids' fathers mm-hmm. have custody of the kids. Correct. You're making it like your mother and your sister have custody, but
right,
like,
but that's not true.
But she always said that the dads had custody.
Right. So then what are we doing here?
Right.
Why are we, this is a bad storyline because it's not real.
It's such a bad storyline. It's like, I don't know if she's almost setting it up because she wants to go home.
Well, she's FaceTiming with her mother and her sister, and right. her sister said that Wansei is sad.
Right, but doesn't want her to know, I guess.
Okay, so her mother's also in pain from a nothing that we know.
Right.
And is depressed and needs a biopsy, but it's mm-hmm. $800 for the biopsy. And she's like, mommy doesn't have the money for that, right? And it's like, she's like, I'm going to ask Gino for it. And it's like, do you remember your $12,000 butt implant?
She said she's going to make Gino give her the money.
You had mm-hmm. a $12,000 butt implant.
It's just so weird to me. It's like, you do realize that Gino's not rich, right? She doesn't get it.
Right. But also, if you don't have money, mm-hmm. wouldn't you get, I don't know, I would get like one butt cheek then and then just pocket some of the money so that I had some spending money.
Tracy, what do we always say? The brokest people have money for tattoos
and
they
cigarettes.
Have money for cigarettes. Right. It's like you can pay for
you
what
had butt
you want.
Money.
Uh-huh. You had butt money, but you didn't have dress money. You used your dress money for your butt money, actually.
Also, now you need biopsy money?
I know. And it's like, so it'd be very nice of Gino to give it, but it's like, I'm gonna make him do it. What's wrong with you? Who talks like
right,
that?
Right, but also they weren't even asking her for money. And then she's mm-hmm. like, you guys need money, right? And she's like, what? And then she's like, you need money, definitely, right? And they're like, what?
She's like, good, because I'm like, gonna okay, make Gino give it.
Right. And they're like, mm-hmm. okay.
All right, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Right.
She's crying. And now it's time to go to the lawyer in her white dress.
Oh man. The dress is very cute. It's not really appropriate,
sure.
but
it's not
cute.
Really a lawyer.
Yes.
But they have no money.
They have no money. So this is just for a consultation, I guess.
Right. So Gino won't pay the lawyer because they have no money. And, you know, because they spent all the money on the wedding, and having a baby.
Okay. But what does that mean?
They need to have the money for having a baby because they're going to have another baby. And that's the priority, is having another baby, not her old kids. She wants
to
focus on
Gino's priority.
But they want to focus on having new babies.
But also, Gino, stop taking
honestly,
a year off of work.
Noelle.
Yeah.
Out with the old, in with the new.
Oh, no. I have had friends that have done this. Like, I get it.
Yeah,
but
I know. Me too. We have the same friend that did it.
Yes. But it's like,
we have a few friends that have done it, actually.
But, yeah, that's true.
So we meet Anthony Ray.
Oh, he's an interesting lawyer, isn't he?
So he has no upper lip and just a lot of bottom lip, like the
extra bottom lip.
So they put both the lips in the bottom.
Yeah. I think that God just twisted by mistake. He made a mistake.
God did a silly.
Yeah.
So he said that she can travel while her green card is pending, but it would take 8 to 12 months to apply for her green card. Or what?
Okay.
He's not making a ton of sense.
I was really confused about this. It's like processing time is 8 to 12 months. The
for
kids
the...
aren't on the K-1.
Okay. So he asked why the kids aren't there. And she said that she wasn't sure if it was safe to bring the kids, basically.
Right.
And so Gino didn't put them on the petition. So he's like, well, I could just put him on the adjustment of status. And Anthony Ray says, quote, adjustment of status allows you to adjust the status.
Wow. This is why you go see the lawyers.
This is why you get the big bucks. He said that it will be impossible to bring them over. Wait, what?
So what okay. So that's what I wanted to know. Did he mean impossible forever? Or did he mean that we have to start again? So what I read was, I took a screenshot of it. The K-1 fiancé visa is for foreigners who wish to marry a U.S. citizen in the United States and become legal permanent residents without leaving the United States.
Okay.
K-2 visas are for the children of the K-1 applicant. A K-2 applicant must be under the age of 21.
Okay.
So all he would have to do is just file a
K-2
for the children.
Right.
Google. I have Google.
Right. So he said that it could be 12 to 14 months.
Yeah.
$5,000 to, oh, no, no. It would be $5,000 to retain him for 12 to 14 months, but it's going to take a lot longer than that.
Right.
It's
so
it'll be
cost
like
money,
2 to 3 years.
Money. Right.
Okay. So let me ask. So, and then Jasmine says, quote, I should have never came here without my kids. No one asked. No one asked. What?
No,
what do you mean?
She didn't care. She
stop pretending. Here's the thing.
Stop pretending.
Fine. You want to have a new baby and you want to leave your old kids in the past. I get it. I would want to leave my old kids in the past, but I wouldn't want to have a new baby.
You would just want to be baby free. Yeah.
I'd be like, well, that wasn't great.
She's like, I wouldn't be here had I known. It's
no,
like,
you would.
I don't
you
know
would have
if
been
I believe
Here's
that.
The thing. You could have Googled just like Noelle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Also, you weren't even sure it was safe for your children. So you were not in a rush to bring them here.
No. She didn't ask him, hey, are my kids' names on the visa? Anything. Or
do they have
to
be on the visa?
Right.
How long would it take my kids to get here? You didn't even Google how long it would take?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Okay. So then it's on you, buddy.
Yeah, nothing.
Then that's fine. Then that's just on you.
It's frustrating because I just feel like she blames him for a lot of things, but she's just as much to blame as he is.
No, she's more to blame than he is.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
the truth.
Yeah, he's a simpleton, but come on.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
This is actually ridiculous. And none of this makes any sense. And that's really my problem.
Yeah, it's frustrating to watch sometimes.
It is very frustrating to watch. And good thing this show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Yes, it is.
How's your social battery right now, Noelle?
Empty.
Why?
It's just, I feel like everyone drains me. Drain, drain, drain. I don't have enough time.
What are you
anything.
Dealing with right now?
A sick dog, which is really draining me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. And
amongst a million other things, but that's the number one thing bugging me.
Well, it could be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
I'm not ready.
What's the right amount of socializing for you?
Like none right now, but that's not true. Cause I do like to socialize, but I don't feel like I have the energy for it sometimes.
How do you recharge?
By putting my headphones on and listening to a book, but sometimes I don't even have time for that.
Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time, and therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Okay. I need that.
Therapy has been so helpful for positive coping skills, setting boundaries. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try.
BetterHelp has helped us so much.
It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you could switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
I've done that.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/fiance today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/fiance.
Okay.
Moving on to Kobe and Emily.
Okay. It's something different to talk about.
They made it to Africa.
Man, what a travel, huh? I mean, that took forever.
You know
those
what that's for me? That's
so
a no
well
thanks.
Behaved.
Yeah, I know. That's a no thanks for me. I don't want to go by myself to do all that. Imagine.
I don't want to fly to Florida from New York.
Well, that's true.
You know,
I went to Italy almost last week.
I remember you telling me. I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm going.
In Italy. Okay.
Yeah, I went almost last week, but
yeah,
no,
you went almost.
I almost did. We meet Valerie. Kobe's BFF.
Also, I love her mother's silver hair.
Okay. Her mother is so pretty that it's actually ridiculous.
It is. Well, first of all, Emily is so pretty.
She is, but her mother is so pretty.
Her mother is so pretty. I love her hair. It's like when I age, I need hair like this.
Okay. Well, you're never going to age. So
no, I know. I'm also never going to have hair like that either.
So he's been friends with Valerie for over 20 years. And he called him when he met Emily and he said, quote, he found the one white lady at the nightclub. And then Valerie got really upset because he was marrying a bossy white woman.
Right.
Valerie, tell us more about this great story.
Yeah, I know. But
Kobe's probably like, actually, Valerie has a TBI. And
Valerie and him are very happy to see each other, though. It's cute.
Valerie seems nice, except for the story that he told.
I know. Oh, I know. He seems a little short on patience, if you will.
He seems a little short on a few things. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at a fruit fly that's like
coming
at me.
I was wondering what happened.
Yeah, it's coming at me. So, well.
Oh, all right. Well, come at me, bro.
I mean, he's going to. Great.
That's
this is
so
great.
Funny.
This is great. Bananas really make you
Oh, my God. You are not kidding.
They make you really rethink a lot of things.
Yes.
So he knows about the bossy white woman from movies.
Right. Uh-huh. Right. This is a typical stigma.
Typical nasty bossy white woman.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And here's the other thing.
Listen, we do see that a lot of shows. Right. Name a woman on the show who isn't a bossy white woman. Really?
Name a woman we know that's not a bossy white woman.
I'm waiting.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, Valerie. I'm mad at you, but also, where's the lie?
I'm not mad at you.
Where's the lie?
Right. Right.
All right. So there are so many people helping with the luggage that it's scary.
Okay. So I'm looking at this and I'm like, I'm getting a weird feeling about this.
Yeah. So now there's like this weird pretend fight in the parking lot, but apparently it's just people that go to hustle in the parking lots and they're like trying to like shake you down for cash.
This is like guys selling their mixtapes in Times Square. That's all this is.
Yes. That is exactly what's happening.
They will surround you.
Yeah. It's also like... like certain places like that, you know, you're like, oh, God, yeah, here we go. Mm-hmm. Listen, Austin, Texas, not great.
Right. No. It,
San Francisco, not great.
The BJ's parking lot, not great. No, San Francisco is not great.
Yeah, but that's like Austin, Texas.
I know. I know. It's crazy.
It's really, really not good. So they want money from him and he did give them money. And then he said that when he told them, like, that's all I have, then they left him alone.
I know, but it's like,
I don't think they were really fighting. I think they were trying to make it look like they were fighting.
Yeah, I couldn't really figure out what was going on. Either way, I would have been intimidated with all that yelling and that whole group. I'm in a new country that I don't really know anything about. I would be like thanking my lucky stars I had Kobe and Valerie with us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So they're traveling to Boya.
Right.
And they on the way, they have to shop for Cameroonian outfits.
This looks so fun.
Okay. I want to do this. They're shopping and every tribe has different outfits.
I think that this is so cool. Like just hearing about this, every tribe has a different outfit and it's like you're showing respect to the family by wearing this. Cause I would have thought the same thing. Like, am I being disrespectful?
Right. I know her father puts it on and then he goes, Wakanda. I'm like, great.
Great.
I like the blue shibori pattern.
So do I.
I'm like,
so
that's the one I want. That's the, I want the full thing. And then we see in the coming attractions that his family has that on. And I'm like,
it's
that's
so
my
cool.
tribe too.
Yeah, it's really cool. I love what they're wearing. I love everything about this. You are tie-dye. But it's just, it's really cute. I love that her family is so involved. They're so excited,
they're very excited
to do it.
They're cool.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Yeah.
So she said that she feels disingenuous because she doesn't know anything about the culture. Why don't you know anything about the culture?
So
you
guys
had nothing but time. You have been trapped.
Right.
Inside since COVID with two children. You never were like, can you teach me something about your culture? You don't know any, you know nothing.
Especially you guys have been planning a trip to Africa. You weren't like, teach me stuff. I'd want to know everything.
Google.com.
I would also just want to know everything because that's who I am. But
I want to know everything now.
She doesn't ask.
And I'm home. I'm not in Boya.
She doesn't ask. She doesn't care. She's selfish. She is selfish.
Well, something else crazy is going to happen now.
What?
We have to talk about Liz and Ed, who are neither 90-day fiancés or happily ever aftered.
Okay. So I just want to say something real quick.
Yeah,
I'm
no, do it slow.
This.
Do it slow.
Liz looks very unwell. And like compared to like what she looked like when they first met, and I don't mean hot, nothing like that. She's like a broken person. Mm-hmm. It is very upsetting watching her. I don't like watching her. It has nothing like, I don't care about watching Ed. I don't like watching Liz. It upsets me because I feel like she's like ruined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's dragging her daughter along for the ride.
But that is, I want her child. Give me Riley.
Oh God. So sad. So Liz, Ed borrowed a riding mower from his brother, right? And he has Riley riding on the riding mower that's not for riding.
Tracy, she's sitting on there and I'm like, this kid's going to fall off. I'm terrified.
If she falls off or that thing doesn't hold her weight and she falls into the blades?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Real Housewives of New York, there was a woman named Aviva. She was on her friend's farm. She had a sleepover. They got up in the middle of the night and they were like playing around.
Yeah, there was a woman. Okay, go ahead.
And she like fell into some equipment. She lost her leg. And she was a little kid, but I'm saying like it was really bad. She went septic, like all this stuff happened. Now she's a grown woman.
Right.
She's very rich in Manhattan. She's got all different legs, all different colored toenails. It's really cool.
Like
but like she had a really bad accident. These things happen. It's so scary. That was my first thought when I saw this.
I do not like it.
Why?
Well,
this is why you don't have custody of Riley.
This you is only a have big reason. This is actually a big reason. Yes. And you should only have her for the winter, yeah. Showing how you do on what you do on lawnmowers.
Yes.
All right. So Ed is now talking about sex, trying to make Liz uncomfortable. But it's like, how uncomfortable are you if you're marrying him?
No, you're not uncomfortable. You love him. Maybe.
They live in Arkansas now. And Liz said that she's living the dream.
Are you?
What dream? It sounds like you're living a nightmare.
Yeah. What dream is this?
I don't know. Nothing good.
You were in San Diego. You were in beautiful San Diego. You were a partner in a restaurant.
Right.
Now you're just in Arkansas.
Riley is there for the summer. And her and Ed have now known each other for 4 years. And they're going to be getting married. And then they just show videos of them fighting in Florida.
Right. Seems great.
She is dead in the eyes.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at her and I'm like, yes, physically fine. Her skin doesn't look good. Stuff like that. It's like it almost like she stopped taking care of herself.
She's 31.
It makes me feel terrible. That's my problem. She's 31.
She's younger than me.
She's 31.
She's 2 years younger than me.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, she said that he's matured, Ed. And it's like, you know what, Liz? You've also matured. Maybe like 20 years.
You've matured in a physical way, Liz. Ed, I don't think has matured in a physical or emotional way.
I think physical. Yeah, I mean, it's not great. This is not great.
But he's so, never been great.
She proposes to him after they fight in Florida.
It's cringe. It just kills me inside.
I know. Well, when he's with Riley, it reminds him of Tiffany, his daughter that does not talk to him. Not
that
one
hates
bit.
His guts, actually.
They're making bracelets. And Liz said that Ed was always her fun uncle. And now, wait, what?
Mm-hmm. What?
Mm? Your uncle?
Huh? What does that mean?
Mm.
And what does that mean exactly? Explain more. Show me on the doll.
I mean, you might have to show us on the doll. You might have to show the police officers on the doll. What do you mean he was a fun uncle?
I don't know.
Well, they have the dogs in the playpen.
Oh, my God. There's three of them. They're jumping up and down.
Yeah, because they're like, why are we in this playpen?
So cute.
He's worried about getting married. And they've been living off the savings. And now they're going to be realtors. Go ahead.
So his problem with getting married, does he think that like he's going to get all these women that like he doesn't want to settle down because there's more tail out there for him?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I'm going to say false.
I don't know.
Say false. This guy is real cocksure of himself.
To say the least.
It is really crazy.
Liz is really struggling with her teeth to speak.
Is she? I don't notice. See, it's you very much notice this.
It's a big struggle.
I think she's struggling in the blazer she's wearing. I think that, well, that
there's a lot of
struggling,
but don't worry because they're practicing this house tour with Riley. Riley is their career coach.
I love this. This kid is fun. She just goes along with it.
She has no choice but to go along with it. It's like you have a job this summer and you are to get your mother and this guy in shape because otherwise you're going to starve to death.
I love her.
You're going to get them, you know.
Also, did you remember? I don't remember this. Liz went through two divorces.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot remember that she was married twice. I swear I only thought it was once and she had Riley. She's 31.
Mm-hmm. And she's been with Ed for 4 years.
God. And I love that he's like, well, we can never fight in front of a client. What's wrong with you that you would have to fight in front of a client?
Why is that a thing? It's like, well, we also can't take off our pants in front of a client.
Right.
It's like,
right.
Oh, good. Good thing you said that. Otherwise, I was going
otherwise,
pantsless.
I just probably would.
Well, okay. Speaking of another lost cause, let's talk about Sophie and Rob.
The lost this cause.
Okay. So they leave separately from this selfie museum.
Right. Right.
And he wants her to be home with him.
Mm-hmm. But she doesn't want to move in because
she doesn't
want to
wash
her
hair. Oh, okay. Sorry.
I mean, this is a problem.
She's like, listen, I'm going to crust this part of my hair.
Uh-huh.
And the crust is going to keep me sane. It's going to keep my head together.
Don't you watch TikTok? Learn how to lay your edges. Like I could do the wig so nice.
Noelle, I don't understand what's happening though.
Something like she has like this lace front. I love that people say she's not wearing a wig. It blows my
100%
mind that people are like, why do you say she's wearing a wig? Have you looked
at
her?
Because she is.
She's
wearing the same wig.
I don't know. I think she lightened this wig. This one's a little lighter than last time. But like, she's got the lace.
Sorry. Yeah.
And she doesn't lay it. She just combs
it
over.
She crusts it.
Yeah, she crusts it over.
Mm-hmm. She said that Rob is the same, and he can't believe that she lost her wedding band. But didn't he take it?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I think
that's
he took it.
That's what I thought.
So, all right.
He goes home to the tarantula life.
Okay. Now, you said somewhere in a group about like the containers that he had the tarantulas in.
I didn't see this. Okay. So, you didn't see it. Okay. So he comes home and he's like, oh, you guys, I'm still a single dad. Your mom isn't coming home. And in a cabinet, he has like these small containers of these tarantulas. They're like small tarantulas, but they're all different kinds. Yeah, I know. I said it in the group. And then this woman who apparently is obsessed with tarantulas really came after me about
this.
What
did she say?
She was just like, because I was like, I wouldn't come home if my husband had tarantulas.
Yes.
And then she's like, part of all these tarantula groups on
Facebook. She's like, I have 90 of them.
They're an endangered species, and there were some were only live in a hole their whole life. She like flipped out. I had to turn the commenting off. She was very upset by this. And I'm like, are we real? I don't fucking like tarantulas. Too bad. They scare me.
Noelle, they are endangered.
Okay, that's fine. But I didn't say, hey, Rob, squash them. I just said I would not live in a house with them.
Right.
Listen,
I think you should have them in a large cage.
I am a large cage. Yeah, he had like these little tarantulas. Obviously, I'm guessing they're going to grow, but he was talking to them.
That's really funny. I think I blacked out at that point.
You must have blacked out.
I definitely did. All right. So she meets her mom at the bookstore, and she says, quote, I've literally never seen her read a book in her life.
But neither of them read.
Okay. I mean, it's like the two of them are the same. And then her mother goes, ooh, Jen fiction. What does that mean? And she's like,
John said the L word to her.
What?
Her boyfriend told her, I love you.
What? Is that the L word?
I don't know. But
or was it like, do you think the L word was like, let's get high?
Maybe the L word was like, let's do some locaine. Oh, God. I really felt like there was something wrong with her. She was in like this
let's
pink
do Lil's
floral dress.
I have some Loxy cotton. I have some Lurkasets.
Oh, God. Oh, yum. A Lanex. Yum.
Maybe that was the L word.
She's like, oh, he said the L word. I also think that her mother wants an excuse to move there because Sophie lives there. So she's like, oh, I have a boyfriend. She's in this pink dress, too. I've never seen Claire dress like this a day in my life.
Claire is really.
Oh, God.
All right. So she wants to fix Rob. That's what Sophie wants to do.
Right. Well, because apparently her mother kept overdosing and she had to keep fixing her mother.
It's like, wait, what? What? Okay, so she wasn't just having some wine and Tylenol PM.
Right.
On a Thursday night at 10 p.m.
After a long day at the airport.
I'm just really enjoying herself at the airport, eating a hamburger.
Yum.
Anyway.
All right, well. So she said basically her mother was not clean her entire childhood.
Her entire childhood. And
her
she's like, yeah, she kept overdoing. Okay. So she also, her mother says that Rob is addicted to sex and porn and probably just like also the attention.
Right. Which I get. Listen, that's not uncommon with guys, but I guess you see now why Sophie so wants to fix people, which is sad.
Yeah,
she's also
or
24 years old. She's a kid.
Also, why Sophie just doesn't ever feel loved ever.
Or ever feel like showering ever.
Or ever feel like maybe not wearing that wig.
Because here's the thing. You see her walk in. You're like,
you can wash a wig in a bucket.
She's so or a shower. A bucket.
Meaning like you don't even have, like you could just take it off your head and put it in a bucket. That's great. I wish I could take my hair off.
She realizes that. I wish I could just take my head off and wash it.
Yes.
Yeah, that would be nice. Put it on a spike. Curl it, blow dry it.
How would you see though?
Oh shit! How
you'd
would you
have to
see?
Have your you'd have to have your hairdressing head on,
Princess Mombi.
You'd have to have your princess. You'd have to have a spare head.
Oh yeah, you know what? I would have. Whose head would you pick for your spare head?
Okay, you know? I could take anyone's head. I have to kill them or no?
Anyone's head? No, I think you can just
like
screw
a duplicate
it back on when you're done. Yeah.
No, but like a duplicate. Like I could get
a
head.
Okay, duplicate
made.
Head. Yes.
Who do I want to look like?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I went on a bunch of them because I don't know. It's like, what day is it? What do I want to look like? I got to tell you, I might even have some ugly heads.
You would love an ugly head, depending on where you were going. Like,
yeah.
Because you don't want someone to talk to you, especially when we're at Home Goods. You never know the cashier you're going to get.
I would want a head like very, very, very revolting
yeah.
to go shopping with so that no one spoke to me.
Yeah, that would be you. I would want my best looking head. I like when people talk to me when I'm shopping.
I want my worst looking head. I'd be like, oh, God, I got to put on my Home Goods TJ Maxx head.
That's what I would do. Oh, man. But when would you wear your hot head?
On stage. It might be okay. My stage head.
Okay. That works. I would like to have like a Kim Kardashian head.
Yeah, my podcasting head.
Oh, a podcasting head. Who so you would just never wear your face ever again?
I mean, I guess that could be the TJ Maxx one.
I don't know who my head would be. It would be nice to...
Mila Kunis head?
Yes. It's so funny you said that because I was going to say Mila Kunis before. I want someone who doesn't look like me. Like a brunette. Yeah.
I'll have a blonde, a brunette, maybe even like a Julia Roberts head.
I like Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very mean, but I like her.
I like mean.
Yeah.
I'd have a J-Lo head.
I wouldn't have a J-Lo head.
I would have a J-Lo head,
but I draw the line at J-Lo.
I would also have a J-Lo butt that clipped on.
Oh, I would love a clip-on butt. You know why? Because she doesn't have the hip. She doesn't have a BBL ass. She has a real ass butt.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, I would take that. Right. I would take J-Lo's butt, not the face, because like,
yeah,
I'm
but you have to wear the face
with
the butt.
Great.
You can't mix and match. This is not Mr. Potato Head. This is.
But what
this
would
isn't
I
a game,
wear
Noel.
It? When would I wear it?
What would you wear your
J-Lo
head?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it would have to be. I would have to do it on stage because I want to see my butt. Like, you don't see my butt right now.
I guess when we go to Food Emporium.
Food Emporium? That's when you're going to look like J-Lo?
What the hell do I need it for? What, when I go to the firehouse? Like, what do I need to look like J-Lo for?
Live shows.
Live show, but then you would be J-Lo. So it's gonna be double J-Lo for a live show. I don't think that would work.
And we'd only do it standing up.
Right.
And only facing the wall.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
I don't know, Noelle. I think it's going to work.
All right. Well, if you guys have never seen Return to Oz, go watch it. And you can learn about Princess Mombi.
Yes. And also, speaking of mannequins, let's talk about Mahmood and Nicole.
She is a tiny little thing. I never noticed that before. She's like this big.
Mm-hmm.
She's
so,
so
cute.
Small.
She is so cute.
I need her red leather jacket. That's the cutest thing ever.
Let me tell you something. I want her to be my stylist.
Me
I
too.
Love her.
Me too. I think I love everything about her. Yes.
Her aesthetic.
That's the thing. It's like the way she dresses, her house, like everything is just so cute.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So she goes to the airport and he arrives and he will not kiss her. And then he also tells her to, quote unquote, close your stomach.
But she also said, kiss me, you motherfucker. I love that. I love that.
Because you know what it is? She's home and like she's in a good mood. She's happy to see him. And he's like, yeah, I'm still me.
The thing is, like, he's not fun at all. And she seems a little like a goose.
So she tells him about the seatbelt laws and he says, quote, I don't want any trouble. Now that is not true.
You know what? They're back together.
Great. That's really good. Mm-hmm. So he's scared that she's driving because she's a lady.
Right. Ladies don't know how to drive. And also,
how would you drive with your lady brain?
Egypt is so much better than where they are now, too.
He is like a 7-year-old boy that's like, you know, O'Doyle rules.
He's like,
you remember that?
Yes. That's why I'm like, what? He's just not fun.
He's not fun.
The thing is, you could be not fun, but you don't have to be mean. He's mean.
Yeah, he's mean. And he's being like a bad little boy in the passenger seat.
He is.
So she can't wait to show him LA. And he's like, I can't wait to never talk to you ever again and go home.
I can't wait to make you dress the way I want you to dress and to yell at you all the time.
Well, he's mad because there's too many throw pillows on the bed.
Okay. First of all, the bed is the cutest aesthetic. Also, take them off the bed.
He goes, quote, we have to deal with that every day. Is that the struggle in your life?
Also, he made a comment about like a colorful house. You had a hot pink bedroom, sir. You had a hot pink bedroom.
All right. Well, she painted a nude. He doesn't like
that. Oh, got it with a hairy bush. I love it.
She's like, it just had like some hair.
She's fun. She seems silly. I want to be friends with
her. Listen, here's the other thing. She's like an artist. Stop.
Well, that's what it is. She's just an artist. And then it's like, there's a mannequin in the house. Yeah, she sells things on Poshmark.
The mannequin's naked, though. Why did he have to have the mannequin naked?
Okay. Get a life.
The mannequin should have had a burqa on.
Right. Well, that's the thing. He just wants her to be wearing a burqa. That's the only way that he'll be happy.
And then she says, quote, she lived here before he did.
So I love that.
She got him secondhand boxers. And this is where I would have been on my way back to Egypt.
Well, it's more like, why did you have to spend so much money on boxers? I don't want someone else's underwear. And like, I don't know. The guy sleeps in wool sweaters. That's a big transition.
You can get him some fuzzy pajamas.
Right. Get him some comfy. Get him a onesie.
He's like such a. Comfy. Yeah, I know. He's such a baby, though. He thinks everything's weird.
Yeah.
And now she's mad at him because he didn't sleep on the plane.
OK, but she's really mad at him. But I think she's just mad at him because he's being a jerk.
Yeah. But she's like, I told him to sleep on the plane.
But she's going to make him a pizza.
Well, I know.
Like, is it a DiGiorno? Definitely.
For sure. For sure. No.
For sure. No. Yum. DiGiorno's, they have a place.
It's not in my body.
Even when you had gluten.
No, and they have gluten-free ones too, and I do not like. I just don't like DiGiorno. I just can't get on board.
It's funny. I think DiGiorno's delicious.
It's DiGiorno not for me.
They're disgusting. Did you think any frozen pizzas were good?
Yeah, like
Ever?
Elio's.
Oh, God. Elio's is the best. I wish they were gluten-free for you.
Freschetta's not bad.
I've never had that. I've seen it. I've never had it.
I've had a gluten-free one. Pretty good.
All I do is read articles or where they rate things. That's like my favorite thing to read. I don't know why. So they were rating all the pizzas recently, and DiGiorno was not high on the list.
Yeah,
neither
it's not
was
good.
Elio's. I know.
No,
but
listen,
was
here's
Elio's.
The other thing. Elio's isn't pizza.
No, Elio's is a snack.
Yeah, but it's also Elio's. Like, it's not, if you would have served that to me as pizza, I'd be like, well, I don't think this is pizza.
No, this is a snack.
This is a delicious snack, but this is not a pizza.
Agreed. I do agree with
that. It's pizza-like.
It's pizza-esque. It's in the theory of pizza.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so, I like that.
All right. So she's mad that he didn't sleep on the plane. I love the colorful tapestry behind her that she has on the wall.
I don't know if I noticed that.
Really pretty. But the worst part about this whole entire scene is that it is 74 degrees in the apartment.
How did you know that?
Because it said it on the thermostat.
Oh, damn.
I'm like, that's too many degrees for me.
And it's funny. They're in LA too. That's a lot.
That's so many degrees. That's every degree.
Tracy can't do a 74. I can't do a 74 degree house.
Who could do a 74 degree house?
All right. Today my house was 68, but I have to tell you, it was cold 68.
Okay, it was cold outside though.
Yeah,
it was windy, pouring, raining. I was chilly.
Yes.
Ashley and Manuel.
Yuck.
All right, so they're on their way home from this festival and they're talking about kids and he has not connected her with his kids.
He basically is like, I didn't get a chance to introduce you. And it's like, I don't think that's the best way to put it.
They're 12 and 14 and they had a hard time with him leaving. Yeah, you didn't tell them you were leaving. Of course they had a hard time.
Yeah, you told them you were leaving for work. You didn't tell them that you were leaving forever.
Mm-hmm. So they're fighting.
Mm-hmm. As usual.
And she said that he's hiding something and she's crying.
But she goes, I'm going to cry.
She always does that. I'm going to cry.
Why is she doing that?
I'm going to cry. It's like you could just cry. I do it all day.
Yeah, you
do it all day.
Cry. You don't have to warn.
You don't have to announce. It's not an airport. You don't have to announce if you're crying or crying. He said that their life is sensitive.
Okay.
And he's like mocking her.
Well, I mean, he is funny though. I have to tell you, the way he mocks her makes me laugh. And
I know,
I know
and it shouldn't.
Of course not. When he told her, he goes, "Calm down." She goes, "Oh."
Because she is fairly dramatic. I also like how he lets the dog out and he's like, go ahead, go comfort your mother, go cuddle with her.
Because she's like, I need space. It was very funny because she is a lot. I'm all for the dramatics. She does it too quickly, like Jasmine. Yeah. Yes.
Well, this was fun.
This was fun. I liked it.
We'll see you next week. Before we do that, make sure that you follow us on Instagram, Twitter. All the stuff, 90 Day Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, on TikTok, Trash Talk Podcast. Follow Noelle at Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And I'm at Trixie Tuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Everything podcast related, I just revamped my website so that the podcasts are much easier to find. So go over there, TracyCarnazzo.com. You can find the Facebook groups that correlate. I mean, everything, all the social media. It's amazing. So TracyCarnazzo.com for that. And tell a friend about us.
Just one, though, according to Tracy.
But also, this is, if you're listening to this on audio, we are also on YouTube. And if you're listening to us on YouTube, we're also on audio. So, you know, do the stuff. Make sure you subscribe to us, Trash Talk Podcast on YouTube.
Yeah, do it because you love us.
Okay, bye.
Bye.